You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk about the main dish.
What do you want to talk about? Because I have to tell you, this is a total mismatch.
Right now, the Nuggets, right?
Yeah, your opening odds. The Nuggets are minus 500 to win the finals. I mean,
Then let's have some fun with like the props that are in there. Right, is there any doubt in your mind that the NBA MVP will or the Finals MVP will come from two players? A, Jokic. B, Butler. It'll be one of those team.
No, I think if you're looking for value, shout out Jim Costa.
Yep.
Jamal Murray plus 1,200.
It's a good one.
Is there a way Jamal... Now, here's your issue. Miami has no size.
No.
Miami can't guard Jokic.
Got a 6'8 big.
And if Miami goes zone, Jokic is a zone destroyer.
Oh, he'll pass the hell out of that ball.
He will kill them.
Yes.
So, you can't bet... I don't think Miami's going to win the series, so you can't bet Butler. Jokic is minus 320. I can't bet that. Yep. That leaves Jamal Murray at plus 1,200, and maybe, just maybe, he puts on an all-time shooting display with the zone, with Jokic. Now, here's the thing. You know what I know. The best player in the series doesn't win the MVP. Hey, look at the Eastern Conference Finals last night. Jimmy Butler wasn't the MVP. Caleb Martin was.
Didn't you like that, by the way, with him when they were like, pick up the trophy? He's like, nah, I'll hold the next one. Kind of like the NHL deal where he wasn't going to hold that trophy.
I'm okay with it. Yeah, I think Jimmy's 75% real, 80% real. There's a little bit of wrestling character to him.
Absolutely.
You know, guaranteed game six and lost. Nobody talked about it and then comes back with a guarantee for game seven. You're like, whoa.
You can't do back-to-backs.
Hold on now. You don't get two of those. But Caleb Martin was the MVP. And the reason I say it, what it would take for Jokic not to win this if the Nuggets win, I just can't see it. But if you wanted value, plus 1,200, you take Jamal Murray, and you hope that he so grossly outscores and outplays Jokic. But again, I think you're pissing money away. I will say this. If you wanted some singular stuff, I don't love laying 9. I think the open in game one is 9 points. Might be 8.5. What about the totals? Do you just go for an over in these? I mean, Miami has no size. Jokic should have a field day. Adebayo's not playing good basketball anyways. And if Miami's answer is to go zone, Jokic will have 15 assists on a nightly basis. Miami does not have a bench. I don't want to hear about the gym class heroes. Look, I understand what they've done. But in many ways, you know, the Celtics going underneath on screens, Horford getting lost. I mean, guys, it's pretty simple. If you leave Max Strus open or Duncan Robinson open,
They're going to
make shots.
Yeah.
Now, can Caleb Martin really carry this through and do it in an NBA Finals? I have trouble believing that. I do. So I kind of lean over in some of these games. I just don't imagine Denver winning 104-98 games.
No, and so it's at 219.5. They can both easily get to 110 to get that.
Well, Denver
over.
Doesn't give a fuck if you get to 110.
No.
Because they're going to get to 125.
100%.
So it just kind of, to me, is Miami capable of making it a grindhouse game? I don't think so. I would on a flyer for tomorrow night's game, probably bet the over if you want action. I can't give you a side. I don't want to lay 10 points.
No, not
points
at all.
In an NBA Finals game.
But even with game seven, I'm talking to my wife, and I'm like, Miami getting 7.5 seems like the easiest bet in the world, and yet it was. So you look at that. I'm sorry, Mike.
I didn't bet it.
When we were
and I'm glad I didn't, because honestly, I thought they were begging you to take Miami. Because
they were begging,
they thought
they?
Boston would come home, hit 15, 16 threes, beat them by 15, and it was game
over. Did they hit 15, 16 all series? I don't know. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't mean to rub it in.
I mean, this motherfucker. But you asked me to come in and record a pod during the offseason.
Dude, they showed a stat that they were like 5 for 60 in their last 3 games.
Again,
like,
I watched.
Oh, my God.
The only thing missing from this fucking broadcast is the green goo from Nickelodeon. Like, why don't you just slime me while I'm at it?
You know we've all wanted that to happen.
I mean, Jesus Christ, man.
So you brought up a prop on the walk back here that kind of blew my mind.
Thought it was interesting.
That you can do the NBA Finals exact order. And the odds, they're long, like they should be.
Yeah.
The lowest odds that I have found.
I had Denver in 5 with Denver going game 1, game 2, game 3, lose game 4, win game 5, plus 700.
So I got plus 650.
Plus 650 then.
Yep, it was Denver, Denver, Miami, Denver, Denver.
Just a thought.
But, I mean, dude, some of these.
Oh, if this series
don't
goes.
Don't you imagine going 6?
I don't.
No?
I don't. Because the other thing is the Heat have gone in a 7-game blitz. And they can have all the tough talk they want. Heat culture's real. Spoelstra's real. But you can, it's a parking meter. The more games you play, the less time left on the meter. The Nuggets have gotten something that no team ever gets, which is between the conference finals and the NBA finals. A flat sweep while the other team played a 7-game. And by the way, emotional blitz in game 6.
Well, yeah, and Jimmy has a hurt ankle, too, coming in.
Wah, wah.
But, no, I wonder from the opposite angle, does the time off hurt them?
Could. It could. You could always make a case both ways. I just look at it and I go.
And I think, but I think
water finds its level. Undrafted free agents, NBA finals. Denver's kind of a wagon.
Dude, they're hungry, man. They haven't had a final since, what, when they were in the ABA or
well,
something
Well, and people
like that.
People don't want to admit it because the dude looks like a plumber or a dairy farmer. Nikola Jokic might be the best player in the sport.
He's awesome.
And they don't have an answer. How are you answering it? If you double him, Denver will rain threes. If you don't double, he'll score 40. If you go zone, he will enter that zone in the high post, and he is the most accomplished post passer.
You might get 20 assists.
In 2 decades.
Yeah.
And they don't have any size. Bam Adebayo's not playing well.
No, he's 6'8". So
what size you got behind him? Zeller? Is that what we're doing? You think Cody Martin's getting in there against this guy?
No, not at all.
He's a Brommer bull.
They might throw bodies at him, but it won't be the defense that they're even trying
to play.
So
when I present you with the scenarios, I can't come up with answers for Miami. Then factor in that Jimmy Butler hasn't been very good. Congrats, you hit a couple catch-and-shoot threes last night. Overall, he was primarily missing since game 3 of the series. And then you're going to rely on the following names in an NBA final. And again, Miami, the lowest scoring team in the regular season, is going to play the highest scoring team who has the best player, who has the matchups. And I need Caleb Martin, Vincent, Duncan Robinson, Max Strus. I need these guys to continue scoring 40 points a game in the NBA Finals. Evan, I understand we all witnessed, you know, the 04 Finals 20 years ago where the Pistons weren't a high scoring team. They're playing the star-studded Lakers the whole bit.
Key to that sentence is 20 years ago, though.
Can it happen? Sure. But you're asking me right here. There's no value in betting Denver to win the series. There is no value in betting Jokic to be MVP. There is no value with the sides because you're laying an ass ton of points. And, I mean, Denver could be up 12 with 5 seconds to go. Miami hits a shot you don't cover. I think the total's interesting in game 1 where you go over on a flyer. And I give you the direct one, which would be, if you want value, go Jamal Murray for MVP plus 1,200. And you could also look to the exact and go Denver, find value. Hey, I'll tell you what. Search down that list. Is there one where it is Miami winning game 1 in a shocker, in a fucking stunner, and then Denver wins the next 4? I bet you they pay you plus 10,000.
Plus 2,200.
That's it?
Yep. It's there. Now, I have one.
Not enough. I'm making a point. Evan, I'm trying to find you value because the reality is.
Maybe I found it here. NBA Finals 3-point made leader. Okay, so that's through the finals.
What do you
the
got?
Favorite is Jamal Murray at minus 145, but that's not no where value. I'm looking.
Who's for the Heat?
Gabe Vincent's plus 1,200. Caleb Martin's plus 1,300. Strus is plus 2,000. And Duncan Robinson's plus 47.
I mean, Caleb Martin, every shot he took, I just felt like it was going in.
I just feel between Martin and Robinson, there's some value there.
I couldn't bet Duncan Robinson.
No, and that's the question, because will he play?
No.
And that I don't know.
You can't put him out there against Denver, because listen, it's one thing when Boston's got guys like, you know, Time Lords out there, and you've got, I can't stand him, kid from Tennessee, fake tough guy. Williams, Grant Williams, you know, Malcolm Brogdon with one arm, torn ligament.
Yeah.
You know, when the Celtics had some weird lineups out there, you get away with Duncan. I don't think you can do it against Denver, especially on a pace level. I couldn't.
Well, yeah, you can't defend anybody.
No, if you want to lean for tomorrow night, I give you the over. And if you want something for the series, I give you that plus 650 for the exact. And if shout out Costa. We should start having like a puppet in here, like a ventriloquist dummy with Costa's
head on
it. Oh,
like the old Gary puppet?
The old Jackie Martling doll, the Jackie doll from the Howard Stern. But like, because Costa's never here, and you could do value Jamal Murray plus 1,200, and hope he goes fucking nuts.
So I know back in the day you could buy.
We're not doing this.
Puppets.
Evan. I'm unstable, and I'm not puppet shopping with you at the end of this, okay?
All right. Well, that is Cash the Ticket. That is the NBA Finals.
Next week, full Belmont preview. Going to be a great day of racing. I'll give you a nice 45
minutes. Who's wearing Nikes? Who's wearing Reeboks?
You're an asshole. Talk to you next week, people.